supposed to be here today, aren't they?
And I guess they sent them home early for Friday.
Yeah. Cost us $320 an hour, I think, to...
We'll talk about that when Frank's at 2 o'clock, whatever time Frank is. All right. Go ahead, Gary, you're late.
Good morning, that's fine. We'll try and catch up. I hope not to take too long this morning. I come to you to talk a little bit about an employee that I've had as a benefit from the economic stimulus package for the last 6 weeks. Ryan Gibbs came to me with, he'd operated a computer repair store when they lived in California. He moved here with his parents a few months ago, and he's really proved to be a valuable asset to our department. He lacks a little experience in corporate networking and Exchange server, a few things like that.
I'll talk about it in a second.
But he has really, really, very knowledgeable, has excellent work ethics. He's energetic, a real willingness to learn, and the kind of people that I like to keep around in my department. I realize it's a tough year with budget issues, what they could be and all, and that would be asking for this additional employee, but I wanted to visit with you about what the opportunities or possibilities might be on that.
Is he a full-time?
Now, he has one more week of his economic stimulus funding, and then as of Friday, he'll be out of hours.
Now, Gary, does that, when you talk about economic stimulus funding, does that dip in deeper, like our 1,000-hour program, which I consider it separate, but would you consider it the same?
I'm not sure what that program is, but...
Well, I mean,
this is a grant. Is what it is. It's a full-time grant. It's similar. They capped it at how much money was it?
240 hours.
240 hours. So that's what it was. Okay. It's a summer help program, basically.
Exactly.
Here's what I'm thinking. We've got a process where we hire temporary employees for 1,000-hour programs.
Sure.
This wouldn't apply to that. We just had the other 1,000 hours. That be
no.
Is that going to hold him?
That wouldn't apply to this because he's not actually been paid at all by the county.
Mm-hmm.
His workers' comp and everything falls under the stimulus plan. So,
what's he making with the stimulus?
Like $7.50 an hour. That's what they pay.
Well,
I can't believe I got him for that.
I can't believe that either.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we put him on a 1,000-hour program for $10 an hour, and if he's just getting $7.50, he's going to jump all over that. And he's a great kid.
Oh yes,
Here's a few. I know we've had a few issues, but I've
well,
never,
especially with your shorthanded right now with the other employee. I mean, and all the extra burden we've done, and plus we got to move here in a couple weeks. And
we're working on that
for a 1,000-hour program. And then Gary, why don't you revisit for another 1,000, starting right now, 1,000.
The 1,000-hour. Yeah.
Would you come back to us after the 1,000?
Absolutely,
hours?
Sure.
But yeah, I'm fine with that.
Be looking at the next budget year, probably.
So that was a second. When I say I'm fine with that, that means a second.
Yeah. So what we're saying is we're giving Gary the go-ahead to hire him on temporary, just like a road and bridge.
For $10.
$10 an hour. You say 1,000 hours, that would be more.
Half a year. That'd be through the end of the year, basically, yeah.
Mm. And then we can revisit him when we give everybody the...
Can we say through the end of the year then?
Through December 31st and then...
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
That's budget year. Let's just do that.
That's fine. I'll make that into my motion. Instead of 1,000 hours, it's through the end of the year.
All right, and my second's good.
Okay. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll visit with you again. Well, when we do the budget request coming up soon, so.
Gary, how are you feeling okay?
Feeling a lot better. It's going to be a couple months before I'm back to 100%. But
You look a lot better today than you did last week.
I've actually put on 8 pounds since my ordeal on the 14th. So.
Yeah.
So
but
I'm feeling like
Ryan,
that.
Would you, and I know that we've asked you this before, but would you please, please let us know and please limit yourself to the minimum?
I'm doing fine. I really am. I know when I am.
I know you are, Gary, but I know how you work. We appreciate, every one of us appreciate your work ethic and everything, but please just let us... to try to help you with this.
Well, thank you. I am doing fine, and I thank my employees who I know did just a monumental job during this move, and I really appreciate all that they've done because I know the work that they had to do behind the scenes to make all that.
Do they have your and we're on record, so I'm just going to ask you sometime are you doing okay medically?
I am. Yeah, I think they got the problem solved. I go back Wednesday for another follow-up, and if all goes well there, I don't have to go back till October. So
appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, gentlemen, too. Thank you.
See you, Gary.
All right. Johnson pokes in?
Yeah, send him in.
Will do.
The reason I was going to do this, we talk about this in executive session. We probably need to be a little more sensitive to leaving these lying around. So I was going to shred these. If you want to take this with you and then shred it.
I've got a file.
Okay, that's fine. I think it would be fine. We just got to be sensitive that this is some of the reasons we have an executive session. Come on in, guys.
Here we are.
Our conference room upstairs is being used by something else. So.
Okay. Well, this is all formal here. Wow.
We are. So good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Chuck Peddle. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Byron.
Hi.
Scott.
My business card there.
Dan.
Yes, sir. If you guys have extra cards, I'll give them to our minute person, so that way he has spellings and stuff.
Thanks.
I just gave you yours, name.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you need another one, Jim?
No, I've got it. You remind me.
This
one. Have a seat there, guys.
Okay. Over here?
Right there in that bench will be fine, or anywhere there.
So just let you know, this is internet broadcast, and it's that way.
You know, if you want to break out in song and think you can make a hit out of it.
Yeah, there's probably some theaters listening in, so.
Okay.
So we set the meeting, I think. I set the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. So these guys caught up, the other commissioners caught up on our meeting about looking at our utility energy efficiencies of our buildings, our campus. And then I met with some other energy people trying to understand where we can try to save some money. Obviously, our focus has been trying to reduce our utility expense on the new judicial facility and then also take in consideration some of the aging equipment we've got in this structure. On average, it appears that we're running about $3. The new facility is about 100,000 square feet, if I'm running the numbers right. And this structure is about 25,000. Do you know that number?
We haven't seen any prints.
Okay. Well, I don't know if there is any prints of this building. But anyway, in talking to some of the energy people, what they said was expect about on a non-judicial facility structure, you know, when there's no jails or anything like that, expect on average a $2 a square foot utility cost is what a good rule of thumb for budgeting. So with that in mind, this building's running about $2.15 a foot, $2.25 a foot at peak usages is what I've found with doing enough studies and pulling enough records. So in all honesty, we have aging equipment. We've got some concerns with, you know, zoning and all that because of all the remodels we've done in the structure. But in talking to the other two commissioners, we're kind of that's tolerable compared to the other facility. Because the other facility, we've peaked at as high as $3.50 a foot. So $2 a foot is for a non-judicial facility. When you have a judicial facility, the rule of thumb is about $2.75 a square foot.
Okay.
So taking the 100,000 square foot space we have over there, we should average about $27,000 in utility costs is what our rule of thumb should be at peak usages. We have peaked as high as $36,000. Is that right? I think the number I had. I think I originally said $40,000. I think that was a combined of this location and that location. But I know we've been in the mid to upper 30s multiple times.
Okay.
Now, in our non-peak, we've been as low as $22,000, I think, is what our number's been. But it seems to us that, or seems to me, and we started talking about it, and then we said, let's just bring you guys back in because you installed the system over there. It seems like we would see a bigger bang for our buck fine-tuning that and taking some recommendations from you on that system and then talking about how we can be more efficient over here. Does that make sense? It's kind of a change in our last discussion.
Okay.
Only because it doesn't seem like we could probably save $1,000 a month over here if we focused hard over here and what's going to cost us to get to that savings versus some same effort over there may get us, you know, a lot more than that on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Byron, can you address the new building as far as what our capabilities are possibly to see better energy savings versus what they're doing today?
And one thing, did you guys know there's been a report that we have negative air pressure, negative air?
The pressure in the building is negative to outside.
Yeah, but there's two specific areas that are negative.
The medical...
I can't remember that. I guess that's a bad thing. Is that bad?
It allows you
to be negative in those areas?
I don't know. I just wanted to point that out to, for you guys to think about, too, while I was thinking about that. So,
if there's no reason for it to be that way, then what it does is allows unconditioned air to be pulled in from wherever.
Okay.
You've opened a door to the outside, you know, just you get a rush of air come in, whether it's summer or winter.
Thank you.
It's
yeah.
You know, it's better to bring in the outside air through the air handlers.
The beauty of listening to the internet right there.
Wow, sweet.
Okay.
So what's your numbers?
The judicial facility, starting in, we moved in September. So in September, our annual, our month was 21,000. In October, it was 33,000. And then November was 20, December was 22. December was actually 26. January is 34,000. February 27, March 27, 26. April was 18. May was 18 because we didn't have much of anything on. And then June and July was 26 and 27.
So 34 was our highest.
34 January. Was highest, right. We've had 2 months in the 30s. Actually, with looking at all that, then maybe we're not that bad. It's a lot more than we budgeted.
So you are running the $2.70.
Yeah, I mean we're averaging $2.75. If that's what they said to the rule of thumb is on new construction of judicial facilities.
I think the square feet is 120,000.
Oh, is it? I thought the plan said 100, but I wasn't sure.
It's over 100.
Is it over 100?
The exact figure is 117 something. I'm almost sure.
Okay.
Well, when we look at this and think about everything that went on during construction, the question was asked, and we had a figure shot at us of about $15,000 a month. And I think if we look back through our records or somewhere along the line, we'll thought it would be an average of about that. So when we started getting these bills, it was kind of a sticker shock to us. And so... that's our main concern. I know from just talking and looking now that Jim's done this research that we're not going to reach that. I don't know why we were quoted that, but that's the main concern. We need to try to lower energy costs wherever we can. And, of course, I disagree with Jim on some of the things in this older building that we could take maybe some stimulus money and replace some windows and things like that and maybe save a minimal amount here, which helps on the total, you know. But his main focus is to look at that judicial facility, and I'm with him there. I just think that...
What do you guys see? I mean, you look at more than this building. Is there other buildings that are... Do you see where we could change how it's set up?
One thing you mentioned when Dwayne and I came down and met with you and Renee was that when the lighting got put in, they didn't use the high efficiency ballast and light fixtures.
Uh huh.
Dean has contact that would come in and do a survey of the building, and you know usually when Johnson does an energy retrofit, the lighting is the first thing they look at.
Okay.
Because that's the biggest savings.
My question is why? I did electrical work for 20 years. And I know that whenever you're putting in bids, sometimes you might shortcut here or there, but when they're bidding against so many different contractors, is why you would do something like that. Why you would not, especially with an energy cost.
Why would you look at lighting first?
Why didn't we?
Substitute the cheaper.
Right.
I have no idea.
I mean,
I would think it was a budget cut of anything, but No, that was a...
I've been an electrical contractor for 20 years. I know if someone said something about energy lighting, I would have been the first one to jump all over it. So it never was mentioned in a meeting. I only missed 3 days the first year that I was here, so it was never mentioned.
Yeah, that would be a question for your designer.
Right. That's where I'm going.
And
is
we wouldn't know. I mean, it doesn't make sense to us why anybody would.
So. Would yes, but would it be something that we could use as a letter from you asking why does this county commission or did you ask this question or was that a concern of yours at the time of the project? And just, you know, that way it doesn't put you on the spot, but it asks the question.
Well, it certainly would have been cheaper to do it.
Right.
So with that in mind, I mean, if we asked you to come in and do it, your efficiency, your energy efficiency assessment, and you looked at lighting, I mean, we're talking, I mean, obviously we know in this building we have very inefficient lighting.
Right.
The older ballots and all that. I mean, that's a costly retrofit, is it not?
Typically, what we see from my experience, the payback is less than 2 years, retrofitting to an energy efficient light source. So the payback's there. The initial dollars up front to me are not that high.
Okay.
It's when people look at doing energy efficiencies, they typically look at lighting first because it's the easiest thing to do. I mean, it's not as difficult. It's typically less than 2 year payback.
But you get, and I guess another thing I'd want to ask you is, you get a 2 year payback, and that sounds great. Mm-hmm. But then, what do you get? Longevity of the new versus the old ballasts.
Well,
fixtures.
In this building, for instance, there's probably a lot of magnetic ballast in this building and T12 lamps,
mm-hmm.
which you're going to extend the life of both your lamps and your ballast, as well as the energy savings. So there's a twofold effect there. Plus, it's going to improve the light output, quality of light.
Mm-hmm. So we could possibly reduce the number of units we've got then?
I mean, potentially. It would take an energy study, lighting survey to check the lumen output, make sure if you have enough light or if you have too much light based on the environment.
Well, you can just look across there and you can see that you've got cool white or yeah, something. Then you get over here and you've got a warm on the end. And so the efficiency that way is something that would be something we'd want to look at. Now, we're fortunate enough to have a new maintenance man that worked for me for 8 or 10 years that was electrical contractor after he left my business.
Uh-huh.
And he's pretty up on all the changes. Is there a possibility? I don't know how this thing's metered altogether. I guess it would be just one on the pole, a meter coil on the pole, or a transformer or something like that. This being a real old building, I don't know how it's metered.
We don't either.
Okay. So if we could separate, and I don't know how we would do that, I guess we could separate with a timely meter and let him change or take your recommendations, see how it would work in part of the building or maybe by floors or something like that. See if we could see a substantial decrease. Would that be something that you think would be, am I looking too minimal?
You could do that, but typically on the lighting analysis, we would do a comparison. We wouldn't, but the person we would have do it would do an analysis based on current status versus proposed status. Here's what you're currently using, what it should be using energy-wise versus what it should use energy-wise. So there'll be a hard number you can compare today versus if we do a retrofit.
A couple questions. Obviously, I'm interested in the lighting survey. It's a fee-based type of scenario. The other thing is the control systems you have in the judicial facility. I believe you guys told me that the lighting is not hooked up to the control systems for whatever reason.
That's correct.
So, I mean, the system, the brain system of that does all the controls, for some reason our lighting didn't get integrated with that for, I guess, by design choice or whatever, but it wasn't because something we forgot. And not because you guys forgot, it's just that wasn't part of the scope of the project. If I'm not mistaken, the advantage to that is that we could do a mandatory turnoff on lights. Is that correct? Or we could control the lighting?
Yeah, you can put a time schedule in,
uh-huh.
You know, to turn it on and off. One thing I did, I got a hold of the blueprints from Henderson Engineers, and on their electrical page, E401 has a exterior lighting control panel, LCP. Every one of your exterior lighting circuit breakers is supposed to have a photocell and a time switch,
okay.
And a time clock, to where you could
go
to manually go to each time clock and put a schedule in it, but you could shut them off.
But did we get that then?
I don't know, but I mean, you should have got it because it's in here.
Okay.
And
you're talking about that's the exterior lighting.
Exterior lighting only.
The landing strip lighting that we've got out there. So we can land plane.
Right. The thing of it is we requested in at one point that every other light on the outside because it was over-designed. But, I mean, that's pretty easy to tell. When
yeah.
you look down the street at night, it's over-designed. There's too much light. So we thought that we could take, and just like if I was doing the job, I would have run a system to where I went to every other light, nothing else, just for preparation for something like that. But apparently they didn't, so they can only shut off like six in a bank and then six more in another bank or however that lays. So those kind of things are kind of something that's a little bit, I don't know how hard that would be. It depends on how they junctioned it.
Not how many lighting contactors there are.
Right. That's another thing that would be.
But
concerned.
Part of that light survey, could you add that into it to see if we could integrate that, the lighting system into the?
Oh, it can be. I mean, it can be done. It's just a matter of adding controllers and then running some wiring.
Right.
But we'd have to look at the breaker panel and see, like you said, how many lights are on one circuit.
One circuit and one bank.
Turn that off.
Lights.
So what's the cost of the lighting survey for? Yeah.
We wanted to determine today what all you wanted from us.
Sure.
And then we'll go back and talk to our people and come back and give you a number.
Can you kind of bring me up to speed? You know, you've talked with Jim mm-hmm. on what kind of recommendations. I mean, you've looked at it just in general.
We've really, you know, as Jim said, we've shifted the focus more to lighting towards the Justice Center. Our main focus originally was on this building in the old jail, and I think there's another building sitting a couple blocks away.
Right.
And we had talked about energy efficiency and how could we improve that in this building. And so we were going to look at, you know, the heat and air equipment and the lighting, and there was some fire and security mentioned as well. So what we had initially planned to do was put a proposal together to come and do what we call just a look-see. You know, Scott Crockett, he's our installer. He does all of our equipment installation, duct work. He was going to get up, check your duct work, because I know there's some issues today in this building with airflow and, you know,
right.
some hot spots and things like that, and identify what we could do with duct work and to see what's up in the ceilings control-wise, et cetera. Byron is his background is a controls technician as well as mechanic, so he was here to talk about controls. But we were also going to look at putting controls in this building, also look at more energy efficient rooftop units throughout the building, because what you've got now is it's pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we were stood when we left. That's what our thought was.
I thought I understood Jim to say that even maybe part of our price that we paid, you all could do some adjustments to the new building?
Yeah.
We can do whatever you want to do.
I mean, there's plenty of adjustments. Yeah, there's plenty of adjustments to make. I think we talked about just turning off the fan system you know, when it's not, no one's there.
Which Dwayne and I were there that day. We
right, you made those adjustments. And that was back, when was that adjustments?
I think it was probably in April.
See, look at that, $18,000 in April after made the adjustments.
There you go.
But we just saw sometimes you're cooling the building down when there's no one there.
Well, and the other thing we saw, that the set points in the jail were 76 degrees, and I think you guys ran through the winter.
Right.
Keeping in the 76, and that's really pretty warm with electric heat, so you're spending that meter. We talked about...
But we haven't adjusted that, correct? Or have
correct.
We?
No.
We did not correct the set points.
For this time of year, 76 is probably...
acceptable.
Yeah. But as you go into cold weather, we probably need to reset that down, and I'd look at doing it automatically, either by time of year or outside air temp, or, you know, we can come up with a solution for that, but... I mean, we could do like a summer winter, you know.
But we could also do it this time of year. It'd be fine.
When we're outlying buildings, and I'm not sure even on our rooftops here, we tried to save money. You know, if you got a unit sitting, we did lots of demolition, a lot of taking away old buildings, using what was there in another location. That would be something I'd like for you to look at, because a lot of the older units, I'm sure they're outdated, and I'm sure their efficiency levels are way under what a new unit could save us dollars just in nothing but maybe two or three air conditioner units. And I'm talking about, you got to start somewhere to start cutting those dollars down. And because we just grabbed them up. I know we had one whole strip of office buildings down here, and every one of them had an outdoor unit behind it, and we just grabbed those up and stuck them in different locations, and they may not, our cheapest bet may have been buy a new one that was more efficient, but we didn't, at the time we were looking at dollars, and we've got this and let's use it, and so.
Well, when it comes to this building and the old jail, do you want to look at putting energy-efficient equipment, heat and air equipment, in this building and the jail?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we still want to move forward with doing let's come in and look and see what you have. And
well, I mean, I think part of the challenge we've got is we start talking about, when I had that first conversation where we've added walls. I mean, right now, the zoning's done, the airflow's a mess just because we have a courtroom that now has offices. And we've done that. We've done that in the collectors. We've done that in the collector. We've done that in the clerk. Obviously, upstairs in the recorders. I mean, most of the building has been added or remodeled. This is the only building really. This room hasn't been changed, except we used to have an office there that now belongs to the assessor. So I mean, even that was affected. I don't know how that office is being handled now. You know, I think he's being cooled from this thermostat, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we were to hire you guys to do a light survey, if you're up there, I'd sure like to see you look at ductwork and say, we could easily reroute this duct to tie it to this trunk, and that way it's flowing a little better. I mean, I'm not suggesting a complete rip out and reinstall, but I'm saying there's got to be some intelligent changes we could make that would help the airflow of certain office spaces, or at least the way we use those spaces now.
And that was the original proposal we had brought to
right.
you. Well, Scott. Was going to do.
Was the ductwork, and see if there was some ways we could rezone your existing.
Correct.
You know, add some zone dampers and controls to areas that's taken care of by the
community. And I think there'll be some, we would probably realize some savings by doing it that way, I would assume.
And comfort level, as far as that's going to be the biggest thing. You know, you can control the space where the thermostat's outside the wall.
Right.
And you've got that other room that's.
It was like, I mean, no offense, but Chuck's office controls Bob's office. And if Chuck wants it hot in his office today, Bob will be sweating because his return air never gets to the thermostat. You know?
Okay, it seemed like there was a fee. You mentioned
there's a fee
for what you're talking about.
There's a fee for duct and there's a fee for lighting survey. And what we'd like, I mean.
Well, and also I wanted to ask you, the engineers that designed the Justice Center, have they looked at this project?
No.
In any scope, okay. So we're the only ones really looking at it, and at this time, what we would like to do, just to look at this building, if you're still considering looking at heat and air equipment, changing out, is coming in and seeing what's here, load analysis, have an engineer come in and do it right.
Okay.
Instead of going back for like, let's do it right. So we need an engineer involved to do that.
We just need to know how much, I guess, so we can...
So that was... Our mindset coming in today was find out exactly what's the breadth of the scope that you want to look at,
right.
And then we'll get that dollar figure back to you.
Right. That's, I mean, like Danny said, there's some energy block grants out there from the stimulus funding that we can we can redo some windows and all that, because we have very inefficient windows, and we know that. But it really doesn't change a lot of the scope. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't change your scope of work, because the ducts are going to be for the space.
Right.
And we're still looking to see how we can get those funded.
Okay.
But that's over. That, just letting you know, that's the only thing that's going to change. If anything changes, it will be the windows, us getting better efficiency, more efficient windows.
Okay.
So what are we asking them to do at this point?
Come back with a proposal, or get us a proposal of lighting, ducting, which is basically your HVAC with an engineer. I mean,
yeah.
And come. So that proposal would be: do the surveys, a lighting survey for both buildings, ducting survey for this building, and then part of the lighting survey that you're going to do over there, you're also going to look at tying the outside lighting to the control system.
Do you want any of the inside lighting to go on that as well?
I would think so.
You know, after your cleaning people are gone, everything but your emergency lighting could go off.
Right. Which it should. Right? I mean,
I would think so.
I mean, that's how I see it. I mean, a lot of the higher-end buildings, that's what I see, is that cleaning crew is usually out by 7, so at 7:30 all the lights go dark except for emergency lighting. Or
which would be in the hallways. You know,
hallway lighting.
Yeah.
If someone's still there, they can just flip the switch back on and be done. Override the system. Is that correct?
Yeah, or you can even put motion sensors in. If somebody walks in, they can come back on.
Right, but and then I guess the question is, guys, if you want to talk about having this building tied to that system. Because that system's available. It can do it. It can control the lighting over here, too.
And the heat and air equipment.
And the heat and air equipment. You want to work on that prices, too? I mean,
well, I'm just trying to get my arms around it. Kind of we first started talking today about maybe just backing off on this building.
Right.
Now we're going to we're asking for a proposal. And so y'all are going to come up with a price to do these things?
Well, the initial proposal will be to come back. Here's our proposal, what it will cost Taney County just for us to come in and do these surveys and audits. And then based on our findings, okay, here's what we have. What would you like for us to do? Would you like to pursue this building and new heat and air and new lighting? Or would you just like to do lighting on the Justice Center? So based on that information we give you, then you're going to be able to make the decisions. You know, what do you really want to do?
Is our warranty already? It's this month, isn't it?
Over there?
Over there.
Yeah.
But
the warranty's only for stuff that's malfunctioned, not for setting it up.
I know, but I'm talking about, I'm very dissatisfied with the lighting efficiency for the new building. You got to know a little history of why it ended up like that way. We didn't have a judicial facility. 10 years worth of controversy and getting it even proposed for location wise and getting it built and the tax passed and all those things and trying to make the dollars fit so that we could have the facility. And I'm just not happy with what's taking place on the energy side of things. If there's something that shows up, and I know that it's hard to, when you locate something, it's hard to say, you know, they could have done this different and saved these people a lot of bucks. Why didn't they? Did they save themselves a lot of bucks by doing it this way? Now, I don't know whether you want to get that critical or not, but I would like for you to, because I am not satisfied with what was told us and what the actual cost is.
Well, it seems like Byron pointed out there in your spec on your on those plans, if you came across in the survey that those items weren't installed like it's called out, then within your warranty period, can't you go back?
It's what I'm wanting to know, yeah, if we can go ahead and say, look, hey, you got specs here. Show us one thing. You did something else. Correct it.
And it could be those time clocks are there and they're just not set to ever go off.
Mm-hmm.
But they broke these out. Like one circuit is northwest tree lights. Another one's north central tree lights. Flag and column lights. North building mounted lights. You know, so that might be a whole block of lights, and you don't want all of them to go off.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the problem.
One thing we haven't touched on for this building is fire and security. And we talked a little bit about...
We did talk a little bit about it.
I think before we reach that point, we better have all this other stuff in kind of a...
Kind of look at it, too. Let's prioritize it right now and just stick to...
There's so many phases to this building. It's the reason I want to...
There is. That.
I mean, this thing started off with the old courtyard in the middle with buildings around the outside edge, and then they filled in part of it, then they went up, and so it's been it's 40 years worth of totally different building in this one building. So if we can get headed in a general direction, I would rather not go that way yet.
Now,
not that I'm leaving it out, but I just think it would make things way too complicated.
Byron, do you feel, I don't want to put you on a spot, but I am, on the energy savings by this building using energy efficient equipment versus what it has today? Do you think the biggest cost saving would be in this building in the old jail versus energy efficient lighting in the new facility?
I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Okay. And the engineer that we'll have come in and do the studies can give us some background as to efficiencies and things like that based on the load in the building.
Okay. What do you think? I'm still not clear what we're talking about doing.
Okay.
I mean, I understand. I'm hearing you say is you're going to give us proposals to do the study.
Right.
Right?
That's the first step.
What proposals are we asking you to do?
To do a lighting audit of this building and the old jail, an update from what is currently here to a more energy efficient or the most energy efficient options available. Look at the new Justice Center and do the same thing. What's the most energy efficient options available for the lighting over there? We'll talk a little bit probably about the controls and how we can tie in to the controls in the new Justice Center and operate that lighting through the control system. We will have an engineer come in and look at this building and the old jail and do load analysis and determine, you know, what is needed for this building to make it operate energy efficiently, plus operate and cool the space most efficiently because there's a lot of problems with cooling the space right now as well. And then Scott will be going in to the ceiling areas, checking the ductwork, seeing what we can, what we can't do with what we have.
Basically map out the ductwork so we know what's here.
But initially, we're talking about a proposal from you all to do the study.
To do the studies. That's
those works that you're talking about.
Yes.
And then beyond that, it can be broken out into pieces, you know.
Okay. Generally, when we talk about energy, in a home, you're talking your water heater and your furnace, your HVAC. But we haven't talked about that much. We're talking about lighting, and the figures I hear in my REA magazine is lighting is a much smaller percentage than those. How come we haven't talked about those? I mean, we have here, but as far as the other building.
The heat and air equipment in the new building?
Yes.
It's new enough. It should be.
It should be.
It's working as good as it's going to work, is your thought?
Well, without actually looking at it and getting into it, I don't know.
But, I mean, you've talked about controls, I mean, changing the temperatures. And
yeah, I'm assuming that it's working the way it's supposed to. I don't know that.
Okay. But.
And that's something we could do, is just do a once through and make sure.
And you may have said something that made that thought come to me in other meetings.
Right.
Possibly. We've got a hot rod, so to speak, Johnson control system that just needs to be adjusted.
Right.
To get the best efficiency, lighting, cooling, the whole, all your energy stuff. So.
Well, we'd heard they had spaces over there that there were a lot of electric heaters being used, space heaters.
I was told there's 50-some space heaters.
Electric heaters. Yeah, I've seen it.
Those things are just...
Those are energy hogs.
And if that happens, you know, when it gets cool out again, I'd like to come down and see, you know, what's going on, because I don't think that should happen either.
I think some of those are being used now, but it's not cool.
Right.
Seriously.
That's what I've seen in other areas, you know, of public entities.
Not uncommon.
The set point in the building is cooler for comfort, and then you go see under a lot of these desks, they've got these heaters because a lot of people are cold.
And that's just a common problem that's just going to be hard to resolve, I imagine. I mean, because everybody's got different...
Yeah, nobody wants to wear a sweater.
I'm sitting here cold. I don't know if anybody else is, but I'm sitting here cold. You're cold? Yeah. Well, good.
I like it.
See that?
Good.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's got hard, something's hard to adjust, but... But you can talk about the same thing with the ballast. I mean, if you've got a ballast up there, it's overheating, and you got air conditioning down here, and you got more heat coming off the ballast. They're fighting each other constantly, so inefficiency. And then whenever you pull one of those caps off of that, and it's got hot enough that there's the old black juice running down the side of it, you know that you've been paying for the cooling and the heating of that same building. So.
Well, I'm kind of thinking we tackle certain things, maybe, and so if you're willing to do proposals of the different things we've talked about, and then we can, there'll be steps, I assume, different areas.
Sure.
And if we want to take on a proposal to do duct work or do this or do that, we can kind of space it out or whatever. Is that right?
We can do it, you know, however you want to tackle it.
Do you want to start with your new building? Try to get something done before the warranty period runs out.
I believe so.
Can we start there?
I believe so. And I can't remember the date on that. It was moved from October the 10th back into August on some things, but I'm not sure that didn't lay within the lighting. We'd have to relook that contract, but tell us right quick on that. But whatever's getting close to the time frame to being out of warranty or something, that we might be able to come back and say, look, here's the data, why?
Okay. Well, based on the first proposal we're going to deliver you, after you tell us what your priorities are, after that proposal is delivered, then we can come back and we'll give you proposals to do lighting retrofits, to put energy-efficient equipment in this building for your heat and air, to do whatever duct work we need to do, and to address the Justice Center on lighting retrofits for energy-efficient lighting. So we can break those out any way you want them. But we'll get the original proposal back to you first, and you can say this is how we want to proceed.
We definitely want to do it in phases because it's been an energy crunch year. We need to keep track of how much we're spending on this. I know the long range savings is a great deal, but also operating on a budget line is a great deal too. So if you run into something that looks like it's going to be pretty costly to the county to get it changed over, well then we need to know about it before we proceed any further.
When we come down to do our surveys and audits, who do we need to get with to get access to buildings, to Justice Center?
It'll be our maintenance person, yeah. Renee Bruce.
Renee,
we'll
for both buildings?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll coordinate that with Renee.
Her office, and yeah, I mean, if you're here and we're not upstairs or something, it's just right down the hall, second door to the right. You turn in and go and take a left, and I think it's the second door on the left. So
we've got her contact information.
Yeah.
So we're going to expect some proposals from you, and that's really the next step.
Will be the the proposal for the surveys and the audits and the engineering studies.
Great.
How long's not that I'm pushing, but is that how long is that? When should
we
look?
They'll have to come in and look through the building, walk through the building, and make their notes, and then do all their calculations. So it could be a few weeks.
Okay.
All righty. That's all I've got. Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all I got.
All right. we'll get back with Jim on our findings for the first proposal?
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
All right.
I mean, you guys talk to Nikki a lot of times, and Nikki, once you have your proposals, Nikki will post it. So.
Okay.
We'll be ready.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you, guys.
Nice to meet you,
guys. Good to meet you as well. Yeah.
Are we recessing?
I think we can recess.
Might as well recess until 1:00.
Recess until 1:00.